at 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Travel experts are expecting a lot more people trying to get around this Thanksgiving holiday. A U.S. Airlines trade group predicts that 28.5 million Americans will fly over the holiday, an increase of 3% over last year. Officials at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport say they're expecting to serve more than 7.5 million customers throughout their peak winter travel season. Officials say that the Sunday after Thanksgiving will be the busiest travel day, with about 2.9 million people flying nationwide. Today marks the anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas in 1963. A year of events marking the 100th anniversary of JFK's birth is drawing to a close 54 years after. National Park Rangers will lay a wreath outside Kennedy's childhood home in Massachusetts, and a 21-gun salute by an honor guard will follow. The 35th U.S. president was born on May 29, 1917. Over the past year, numerous conferences and other events have been held worldwide to examine JFK's legacy. Solving America's healthcare crisis will mean taking a brand new approach to medical education. That's the thought at Texas A&M, which will become the first university in the country to fully integrate engineering into all health-related disciplines. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, exploring the leading edge of health science and technology, Lauren Silverman takes a look at the role of physician ears in designing better healthcare.
Half a century ago, a few physicians in Canada wanted to see if they could use electrical pulses to regulate a human heartbeat. They had the medical knowledge, but they needed an engineer. Only problem was...
Well, you know, in those days, there wasn't too much rapport between engineering and medicine, and I think that was one of the real problems in our research.
That's Jack Hopps, the electrical engineer who helped invent the pacemaker. He's telling the story in a 1984 interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
The medical people didn't know the potential of engineering to assist them. And we knew nothing at all about the medical problems.
In the decades since, the silos separating engineering from medicine have begun to break down. The easiest place to see the collaboration here in Dallas is at the office of the startup incubator Health Wildcatters. That's where I met Eric Fry.
Hi, Eric.
He's a big guy with a bushy red beard. He majored in mechanical engineering and served 9 years in the Marine Corps. The product he created wouldn't exist without cross-discipline collaboration.
Okay, what is this on the table?
These are prototypes of the core of our technology, which is a bandage that generates oxygen from the chemical decomposition.
Basically, it's a really fancy Band-Aid. The little patches have tiny channels that run between the layer of paper and silicone that can be pumped with milliliters of hydrogen peroxide. Then a chemical reaction creates a small amount of air and water, which Fry says can be adjusted to promote healing. Fry set out to create this modern bandage years ago.
It started with my own wound care horror story, I guess. In 2004, I nearly lost my right leg from a wound that became infected.
He says the small burn wound on his leg didn't even hurt at first, but doctors told him the infection almost reached his bone.
Fortunately, I was young and well insured since I was in the military at the time, and it was a long and painful process, but they were able to save my leg.
When Fry learned lots of people, especially diabetics, have wounds that won't heal and some end up losing limbs, he launched his startup, Mednoxa. Of course, he had to cobble together a team to create the product. That's how it's traditionally done. People speaking the language of medicine and design and mechanical engineering join forces. But what if doctors or engineers were bilingual, so to speak, from the start? That's the idea behind a bold approach at Texas A&M University.
InHealth is a new initiative, the first in the country, in fact, that will integrate engineering into all colleges that are a part of the healthcare enterprise.
Roderick Pettigrew is the doctor slash engineer leading the charge. Texas A&M recruited him from his biomedical imaging and bioengineering post at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. Pettigrew says the curriculum will challenge medical students to think about better ways to diagnose, treat, and prevent disease while they're in school.
And from this engineering-based mindset, a mindset that we call physicianeers, should emerge a group of students who are better equipped and more effective and more efficient in problem solving.
Students will graduate with an MD and a master's in engineering in 4 years. Hubert Zajcek, a doctor and CEO of Health Wildcatters, says creating physician ears might be hard to do. Engineers and physicians approach challenges very differently. Imagine, for example, they meet someone with a hearing problem.
A physician may look at hearing aids, other assistants, cochlear implants, trying to figure out what is the problem and then is there a fixable solution there. I think an engineering approach may be, what would we need to build an ear?
Zajcek says the ethos of engineering and entrepreneurship is also distinct from that of medicine, where the mantra is do no harm.
So it's very different to go from the field of, you know, we're going to play it really safe to go out there and try something completely new that may blow up.
Still, he says giving doctors the tools to think like engineers could be valuable. Eric Fry, who created those smart Band-Aids, agrees.
I think the more cross-training you have, the better it enables all that collaboration that you need.
Just a handful of students are part of the pilot program at Texas A&M right now, with plans for several dozen to be part of the first class in July 2019. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
And coming up today on the BBC NewsHour, 2 decades after the massacre, a war crimes court in The Hague delivers its verdict in the genocide trial of a Bosnian Serb army commander, and a profile on the man poised to take over as the next president of Zimbabwe following the downfall of Robert Mugabe. That's all coming up at 9 on the BBC NewsHour here on KERA 90.1. For the day, it looks to be sunny with a high near 56 later this afternoon. This evening, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, forecasters are calling for sunny skies on Thanksgiving with a calm breeze and a high near 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 45. It's currently 40 degrees in Dallas, 41 in Fort Worth, 43 in Tyler, and 32 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.